is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
I just saw what you're doing.
Guitar.
Do the alphabet, Sam Kinison. Remember, kids, all the hits right here on WABC.
Out here
in the
field. That was tight, baby. Nice.
Tighter than a nun.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I brandish dynamite.
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
What is he, a faggot?
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Damn right.
They damn right. Poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Looks like baby vomit.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, just a quick question for us.
Yes, sir.
Buzz, were you hiding that lollipop? We really couldn't tell what was going on with the lollipop.
Some of the time it was hiding, and some of the time it wasn't.
Yeah, the lollipop was playing hide-and-seek.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Buzz is a member of the Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop Guild.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, happy Friday. How are you?
All right, happy Rob's birthday. Happy Buzz's whipped cream eating party.
We're pretty damn good, actually.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Well, my name's Woody, and this is my friend, Big Hard.
Where's Joe?
Joe's back. You mean Blue Steel? Yeah. He's in the back.
Hey, I was wondering if you could just see if Mike maybe will give Rob a little birthday present. He hasn't done it in a while. I hate to be like a backseat driver, but have one of Rob's old friends pay him a visit. Harry Morgan.
I'll just tell you what really pisses those guys off. First off, when someone offers suggestions, and then second, when the guys think they're doing a really kick-ass show, and some idiot calls up and offers a bad suggestion, you know, it really gets them mad. You know what really gets them the most mad? Is when some asswipe calls up and doesn't even realize he's talking to them.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, do you got it?
I think I do. You were changing your voice, though, man. That's not fair.
No.
Yeah, we weren't. That's exactly our trick.
Yeah, masking our voices.
Thanks, guys. Sorry about that.
And really, that's one of our...
No, seriously, very seriously, we didn't ask for your help.
I know.
I know we played a thing saying to call in, but it's like, man, you just threw cold water all over our beautiful sex moment.
And that's a gay bit.
I know.
And here we are having our wonderful heterosexual moment.
It's funny, though, guys.
For once in our lives.
It's funny. Well, what's funny about a boner? I don't have one now.
It's gone.
Like me, gone.
I wish.
And he ejects.
Joe is in the process of putting some of the most kick-ass pictures of summer on our website, so go back and visit as soon as you can.
It's a good idea. Everybody can enjoy it a little bit more, remember what you heard.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Are we going to put them in like, in a very confusing area,
yes,
as usual?
Yeah. You have to double-click on Joe's left eye. No, it'll be under gallery.
She knows how to
Hello.
Pose.
Great Don, magazine.
And- Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just wondered, Don, you didn't describe too much about her feet. I know she was beautiful, but... We figured you'd be checking that out.
You know something I can tell you as the foot person in this room? I didn't even look at her feet.
I'm not a foot guy. I didn't notice them.
She had heels on. She had heels?
She had heels?
Mm-hmm.
She had big heels.
Yeah.
Her feet were size one.
Yep. And her toenails were all green.
Hello,
green.
Don and Mike show.
But not painted.
Yeah, she had bad fungus. Bad toenail fungus.
Right, exactly. We
hello, Don and Mike show.
We didn't care.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello to you.
Don and Mike, I have a question.
Yes, we're right here. What's up?
Have you ever seen the episode of What's Happening where the mom asks Rerun to take off his belt to spank Roger, and once he takes it off, she says, damn, I don't want to spank him. I don't want to hang him. I need to spank him.
Whatever. It just gets us back to the point that when she took Rob's belt off,
right.
Summer, the dancer, mm-hmm. and spanked Buzz. Mm-hmm.
She was going all the way with it.
I mean, really, no kidding. That really hurt, right,
like, you
Buzz?
Could probably have a welt. I probably could. No woman has ever hurt me like that.
Do you think there's a chance you would have a mark when
Joe?
Check it?
Yeah, I do think there's a chance.
Joe, this is going to be an extremely gay request.
Oh, dear.
Would you please stand behind Buzz while he pulls his pants down and see if his butt cheeks are red?
I've been waiting to do that all day.
Thank you, Joe. That's why you're a good soldier, Joe.
Joe.
Really, I don't know if this is a good idea.
That's why he is G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe.
Are we really doing this?
Yes. Turn the lights on in there so you can see,
no,
Joe.
Don't turn on the lights. Jeez.
Just pull down.
Hey, look, it's underwear. Okay, here we go. Now I feel like the stripper. All right, any welts?
Hold on, Joe, really?
Does he have a mark?
He's laughing hysterically.
Very good.
It feels red.
Let us see.
Now it's getting gay.
Yeah. Right. Let me see. Come on.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Buzz doesn't have the red.
Turn the light off.
Yeah, turn the light off.
Oh,
hey, we should
my
put
God.
That on the website.
And if we can revisit another topic,
yeah.
He doesn't need an implant either.
Thank you, Rob.
That was very red. Do you tan, Buzz?
Only with leather.
Your ass
wow.
looked the color of Rob's cheeks when we were off the air yesterday.
I still feel the sting.
She gave you a good licking.
Normally, it's a playful sting, and I relish that. But
right.
This, I wanted to cry.
Well, see, Summer was a great entertainer. She went all the way with it.
God, what a great day.
She committed to it. Happy birthday, Rob.
Thanks for pulling down your pants for us.
So anything for the show, Don.
That's a first.
I know.
That is a first.
I didn't want you to leave without that.
Very special day.
When will my birthday treat
be?
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Here we all are.
Right about now. I think.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's happening? What's happening with you?
Hey, speaking of wonderful sex moments, I'm just wondering, has anybody ever seen Rhea Perlman in the same room as Ronnie James Dio?
As
anybody?
Who?
As who?
As who?
Ronnie James Dio?
The lead singer of the inconsequential rock group Dio.
Bye!
Okay, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. When we get the guys all ramped up, mm-hmm. it's very interesting where their mind goes. How could you have a moment like we have with Summer and have your mind drift to Rhea Perlman
or Rerun?
Maybe they had already cleaned the pipes.
Like Chris Elliott.
They've moved on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Get a clear head.
What must they yell at?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, welcome to Bad Phone Friday.
Sorry about that.
How come we have all these commercials when someone comes out of a mall and the network behind them is like 8 million people, mm-hmm. but every call that we take is...
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Just another rip-off with the phone company, mm-hmm. man. Just another rip-off.
I love it when you crusade.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, can you please describe the upper portion of Summer and, like...
All right, I can. I can, because I think I got the best view. I really did. And I really think that the best we've ever had.
Yeah.
Just full, real...
Perfect, natural.
Brown, not pink.
Yes, brown, not pink. Thank you, Rob. And tanned all over. No tan lines at all.
And if you're wondering about the
yeah, easy D.
The ratio of nipple to pepperoni,
uh-huh.
perfect.
Uh-huh.
Perfect, and really, size-wise, D, maybe double D. Yeah. But wait, don't get me wrong with the double
not
D.
Not in a sloppy
not
way.
Not like a Morgana double D. Okay?
No, yeah, no.
Well-proportioned D.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was definitely a D.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
There you go. Now he's just going to go.
I'm sorry. I should have said.
Pretty good.
He said, thank you. I should have said, your pleasure.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Hello, D.
Most guys will. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Okay, Buzz. Come on, Buzz. Show us your junk.
Oh, no. That's not happening.
That's for another show.
We looked at his bottom. That's all.
Right.
Hello.
We did as I think perhaps the gayest moment we've ever had on the show.
Tune in for Buzz's birthday show.
I did want to see how red his butt was.
And I did too. And that makes us as gay as we can be.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hi, Rob, there. Buzz.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Good, how are you? Did Joe come in there to see that with his pants around his ankles or no?
No, you don't have to make this moment any gayer than it already was.
No. Joe's a good soldier. Joe was the one that actually went in there first and looked at Buzz's ass.
That's right.
Face to face.
And don't end the sentence with or no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hello.
Hey, I was hanging around on YouTube and I found this video that I thought Rob might like. It was an old Disney video called Der Fuhrer's Face.
Oh, yeah. Are you happy that I posted it?
He's gone.
No, he's gone, Rob. He didn't have an answer for you.
The hit
hello.
Single was by Spike Jonze.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. I'm calling to find out if Summer has a carpet.
No. No carpet.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Zippy. There was nothing down there at all. There was no evidence of any carpeting at all.
Really?
Yeah.
From my angle, that's why I commented. I thought,
yeah.
I thought there was.
Oh, there was? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you were closer
Buzz
than we were.
No.
Yeah,
no, Buzz, I wasn't close
was.
Enough.
I was stunned at your answer. Yes. No.
Oh,
there,
I'm sorry. I
thought
didn't
it
see.
Was like
I
the
see.
Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, really?
Piece of pie.
Really? It must have been the lighting. I didn't see.
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't.
Rob, did you see anyone? You were.
No.
You saw no evidence. Buzz, you were as close
on.
As anybody gets.
It wasn't large, and it was well kempt.
Ah, okay. About how you could you get any measurements at all?
Sure. How do you want me to describe that?
Width.
I'm going to say
6 inches.
Yeah, maybe about at the widest point.
Six by 12.
No, I think it was like
four. Maybe.
Was it a landing strip?
No, it was a pie. It was a piece of pie.
A wedge.
I didn't see that.
I
must have been very, very thin.
The devil's triangle.
Yeah. But Mike, the hair was like Jane Seymour's beard.
Ah, got you.
Or like okay. Wispy.
Or like my beard.
Right. Yeah. A good comparison.
Think of my beard as her pubic hair.
I always do.
My beard on the sides.
I have more than enough down there.
So really, no carpeting, but a nice rug.
Very good.
Perhaps.
I didn't notice that. It was so...
Oh, welcome, Matt.
So neat.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Don and Mike show.
That's why.
So neat. Just like you like your scotch.
Neat.
I'd like it neat, please.
Neat.
Hello, Don and Mike. I like that vaggie neat, please.
Shut him.
Vagina!
Give me a scotch neat.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And a water chaser, please.
Buzz?
Yes, sir.
Standing by waiting for your film review on this lovely Friday.
Oh, a recommendation?
What?
I think he wants a porno recommendation for the weekend.
Hey, this is a Friday segment we need, brother.
What are you talking about? Like for Buzz to review a porno?
Hey, this is an every Friday skit we should be doing.
Sorry.
What the hell is the older men that don't have weekend plans are ruining this moment?
I got an idea for a skit. First, let's do the gay skit with Rob and Harry Potter, and then let's do the skit where Buzz tells us his pornos.
Have we ever done that?
We did it once.
One time, we asked Buzz for a list off the top of his head
uh-huh.
of his favorite pornos.
Right, that's all.
I
feel this need for certain male members of our audience to try to enhance this moment, and it's not necessary.
No, just enjoy.
Take the moment into your own hands, friends.
Just enjoy it quietly, mouths closed.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Wait for the sweet release. Wait.
Right.
Wait for it.
Don't dial.
Wait for it.
We need valuable calls, like, for example, what size was she? That is a
valuable
good
call. Yes. What was the hair situation?
That is a good call. It makes us relive the moment. That's what's fantastic.
What
yes.
about the breasts? Hi, Joe.
I just put her pictures up in the gallery.
Joe.
There's no way you can actually... There's no promo for them yet. And somebody's... They've already hit it 36 times. And it's been up for 1 minute.
They found it hidden.
They already hit that
one
thing.
Minute.
They already hit that thing.
Hit it, baby.
Hit that thing.
Beautiful.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Yeah, I wanted to know if there was some majora and some menorah showing.
Some menorah.
Majora and Maya.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Happy Hanukkah.
Don and I were thinking that we were talking about Hanukkah until you You mentioned the other word, Majora.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Majora.
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play.
About the vagina.
I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
There he goes. And I think when we're talking about what we just saw, you would not want that to be dry and ready.
No.
No.
Right.
But beyond that, our lips
moist
are sealed.
And ready. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Hence the lollipop.
Just a nice, well, you know, like I said, she had a nice hue about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand what you were saying. Yeah. The whole look was almost like she was in a competition.
She could have been a
winner,
a real to life Krispy Kreme donut. And she had just come on, and right now the sign said hot.
Still hot.
And no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She had that, the glaze.
Not quite the glaze. The sheen was the right word.
No, the Charlie Sheen.
Right.
The Jay Glazer.
The glazes for later.
It's for later. Uh-huh. What did Jerry say when he's in there? Hey, you buy another box for later.
For later.
For later.
For later, which kind of sounds,
Like, yes.
No, not at all. I don't mean, we didn't say that.
I don't hear that at all.
We didn't say that, nor did we think it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.